Today is Sunday, the 19th of April, 2026. We thank you for being part of our 6 a.m. prayer family. Our prayer team today is Minister Gatewood and Sarah. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sarah.
Good morning, everyone. Our scripture this morning for the Minute with the Master is taken from the book of Romans, the 15th chapter and the 13th verse, and it's the New Living Translation. And it reads, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Life's not always easy, but in the midst of difficulties that we go through, we can still have hope. This verse focuses on how spiritual life in Christ will move us from mere belief to overflowing with joy, peace, and confident anticipation of God's promises. By the power of the Holy Spirit, believers can abound in this hope. We can believe God for joy and peace because God wants us as believers to have full joy and peace to help strengthen our faith. When we put our trust in God, we can go through the toughest of situations with joy, knowing that we will be victorious. So take comfort knowing that God is good and you will see and he will see you through. So put your hope and trust in him, knowing that he is on your side. Remember, hope is never lost with God on your side. Our prayer petitions for the day are as follows. For Sharon, JP, we lift her up for encouragement, for a consistent, positive support system, for her ministry influence to expand, and for her quality of life to prosper. For Jeffrey L., we pray God delivers him from the grips of the enemy and for him to find suitable and sustainable employment. For Christian Fellowship Church, Pastor Machuki Nayabuto, we pray for the church to make an impact on souls and in the community and for membership and influence to grow. For those preaching or serving at church today, we lift them to be empowered by the Holy Spirit to carry out their duties with excellence. For young adults who are transitioning from foster care, we request God's wisdom and favor upon them as they make their way through life, for God to steer them to a good path and for the Spirit to fall afresh upon them daily. For loved ones who are trying to stay drug-free, we pray for God to surround them with his Spirit and with God-fearing peers who will hold them accountable for whatever spiritual and personal goals they are trying to accomplish. Those whose health is under attack by an abnormal condition in their body, we pray God soothes your mind and miraculously heals your condition. Those with undiagnosed conditions, we call upon God to reveal to doctors the root cause, the correct treatment without invasive procedures, and for total healing. For everyone on the call this morning, we pray God grants you a peaceful spirit, a calm mind, and for him to go before you and make your way clear, smooth, and productive today. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for the president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens and deliverance for those struggling with their identity and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Thank you, everyone. Have a blessed Sunday.
Father God in heaven, our most great Lord and wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, we come today to say thank you for another day, God, that you have allowed us to live in. For brand new mercy, God, that you have given us all. God, you allowed our golden moments to last a little while longer. With activity of all of our limbs, we are able to move and have our being. And then, God, you brought us back together again in prayer, calling on your name. And God, I want to personally thank you for being in the midst of this call on this morning. Believe us, God is good. He kept us safe all last week and brought us to another week. God is good. He kept us safe from danger seen and unseen. God is good. He kept a shield of protection all around us, around our families. He's good. We may have some aches and pains. God is still good. And I come to encourage you today that your blessing is on the way. I come to encourage you today that your blessing is on the way. That door that you're standing in front of going to open. I come to tell you your blessing is on the way. I trust God. I believe it. You got to believe it. Believers, and you shall receive it. Your blessing is on the way. I know you've been praying for a long time. I know you've been praying and crying for a long time and fasting for a long time. I come and cry to you today that your blessing is on the way. I trust God. Trust God. No matter how long it may take, no matter how bumpy the road may be, seems like it's getting better, but it's getting worse. I need you to trust God. You want a way made, He is the way. You gotta trust God. Through sickness, through pains, through disappointments, you gotta trust God. When it seems like all hope is lost, you still gotta trust God. When you don't see a way, you still gotta trust God. I come to tell you, your blessing is on the way. I trust God. Don't be distracted by the enemy. They wanna see you fall. But God says, stand. Oh, bless your name, God. All you got to do is stand and observe. I come to tell you it's on the way. I trust God. Let go. And you let God. I'm a living witness that God is worth waiting on. Just wait on Him. Because when He show up, He's going to show out in our lives. He's going to pour down blessings. He's going to make ways. He's going to deliver. He's going to set free. I come to tell you it's on the way. I trust God. I trust God. You don't have to worry about anything, believers. Pray about everything. Turn it over to the Lord. Take it to the altar and leave it. Let it go. Your blessing is on the way. All you got to do is rejoice and be exceedingly glad. In advance, just rejoice and say, my blessing is on the way. You have to speak life over yourself and tell yourself, I'm going to make it. Through all my trials and tribulations today, I'm going to make it. Through all of my hardship today, you got to tell yourself, I'm going to make it. Through all of my disappointments on today, I'm going to make it. You got to tell yourself today, I'm going to make it. We made it. And it's only by the grace of God. And God, I come today to say thank you for every word, God. Thank you. Pray for every prayer petition, God. Those who have not yet submitted a petition, God already know. He already know. He's just a prayer away. He already know. And God, I thank you for Sunday morning. God, thank you. Thank you. And God, I pray for everyone on this call on today. You keep your head up. You square your shoulders. You keep a smile on your face. You give God glory, praises in the midst of everything. You give him praises. You glorify his name. Don't let nothing hinder you nor distract you from doing the will or doing the works of God. I come to tell you, it's on the way. Love yourself, hug yourself every day, and say, I love me some me. Love everybody, forgive everybody, let it go. And God, I continue to pray for this blessed ministry. Father God, you have been good to us. You allow us to join together every day. Father God, you have been good to us. And God, I accept that I will continue, God, to use us. Continue, God, to mold us. Continue, God, to shape us. Continue, God, to bless us. And then, God, take us higher. Take us high in you, O God. We're not going to look for glory or no praises because it all belongs to you, O God. And it's in Jesus' name today I do pray. Amen. And amen today I do pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Minister Gatewood. We pray for the Lord to cover you with favor, peace, and success as you move throughout the day. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This brings our time together to a close on this Sunday morning. Goodbye.